The police force in Washington's state capital is changing. 14 months ago, a white police officer in Olympia shot two African-American brothers. The shooting triggered local protests, but not a national outcry. The brothers survived, although one was paralyzed. Ultimately, the officer was cleared of any wrongdoing. Even so, Olympia's police chief says that event was a catalyst for change. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains.
Olympia police officer Shelby Nutter heads out on patrol.
Radio 2 Adam 14, 10-8.
Nutter says she got into policing after taking a class at the University of Washington on disparities in America's prison system. She thought she could make change from within.
I was coming from a very naive college student perspective.
Nutter said she wanted to police according to the golden rule.
Of treating others how you would want to be treated. And when I first came into policing, there was some resistance.
Now, 13 years later,
it seems as though policing is changing in a way that fits my model of policing.
The concept is fair and impartial policing. Nutter was recently trained to train her fellow officers in recognizing their own built-in biases, and not just racial bias. She does it with a bit of help from our reality TV show, Phenom.
Hi, what's your name, darling?
My name is Susan Boyle.
Remember Susan Boyle, the frumpy contestant on Britain's Got Talent?
So here she appears on stage, and nobody expects her to be a phenomenal singer. And then here she opens her mouth and she starts singing.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
And that exercise really helps drive home to the class that we have these biases. Whether or not we recognize them, we have them.
Besides bias training, Olympia officers these days get more scenario-based training where actors play the role of citizens or suspects. The department has also changed its mission statement to focus on community trust. And there's something else. With some 911 calls, they're choosing not to engage. For instance, recently a man under the influence of drugs was threatening suicide by cop. But he wasn't an immediate threat to himself or his family, so the police stayed away to avoid a possible deadly confrontation.
To me, it's about culture, changing the culture of policing locally. I think it needs to change nationally.
That's Olympia Police Chief Ronnie Roberts, who came to the job in 2010 after a long career in Oregon. He says change was coming to his department anyway, a wave of retirements, a crop of new young officers. But national events were galvanizing.
We started to see things starting to unfold with Ferguson and other places, and we started sitting down and talking about that as an agency. What's wrong with this picture? What's happening here?
Then came his first true test as Olympia chief. In the early morning hours of May 21st, 2015, one of his officers stopped two young black men. They were brothers who matched the description from a shoplifting and alleged assault that had taken place earlier. Moments later,
23 shots fired.
The officer opened fire. Olympia police don't wear body cameras, so there's no video, but the officer said he'd been under attack and that one of the brothers wielded a skateboard as a weapon. At a news conference a few hours after the shooting, Chief Roberts was asked about the elephant in the room, race. The officer was white, the many were shot black. This was his answer then.
There's no indication to me that race was a factor in this case at all.
Today, Roberts says he apologizes for that statement.
Because what I know, based upon black people in this community and across this nation, is that every time they're present, race is a factor.
While the officer was cleared, the brothers faced trial. Their mother declined an interview but said she doesn't have faith or trust in the Olympia Police Department. Since that shooting, Chief Roberts has met regularly with a group of longtime black residents of Olympia. One of them is Rosalind Jenkins, former director of the State Commission on African American Affairs. Asked to rate the chief,
I'm a hard grader, Austin, and I would give Chief Roberts a 9.
She praises him for his openness and thinks the Olympia Police Department could become a national model for police reform. She's eager for the department to adopt body cameras. But one looming issue could test the relationship, civilian oversight of the department.
There's something about having another check, another balance that can actually improve practice, that can increase trust.
Chief Roberts knows this conversation is coming, and he's open to having it. But he says his goal is to create a police department where civilian review isn't necessary.
What I want to ensure is that the community as a whole that they have a high level of trust in our police department and believe that we operate with integrity and that we're transparent in the work that we do. And if that's the case, then I don't know that we need civilian review.
While the chief and Jenkins may not see eye to eye on this issue, they both agree that for all the progress the Olympia Police Department has made, there's still a lot of work yet to do. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.